It's All Things Considered. I'm Jen White. Every Thursday, we speak with Ken Sikkema, former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants, and Susan Demas, Political Analyst with Michigan Information and Research Service. Ken, Susan, welcome.
Thank you. Nice to be here again.
So a lot of attention has been focused on Detroit and the financial crisis there, but there's quite a bit going on in Lansing, too. The repeal of the helmet law is on Governor Snyder's desk. Republican lawmakers created a measure that allowed Oakland County to redraw district lines. Now, that was challenged in court, but the Republican majority Supreme Court ruled in favor of the Republican lawmakers. Is this session playing out the way you expected, Susan?
Well, it certainly has had a political tinge to it that I think perhaps we might have expected from a Republican-led legislature, but there hasn't been a lot of daylight between Governor Snyder and the legislature. You know, one exception is on domestic partner benefits for universities, but that's one of the rare few.
Susan is right. I think she put her finger on this. One of the significant events of this year or developments is that the governor has pretty much stuck with his Republican colleagues and hasn't had much controversy.
Is there a third rail for Governor Snyder, something that you think the Republican legislature could put forward that could cause a divide between the governor and his party?
I do think that if the legislature tries to meddle with embryonic stem cell research and our universities, which are constitutionally autonomous, that you will see a conflict.
Ken, what do you think? Is there a third rail for Governor Snyder?
I don't know if there's a third rail. I think this helmet bill is very interesting. This is something he's kind of wanted to put off and not deal with, and yet the legislature finally has said, look, we've been waiting long enough. And I think that's going to present a kind of an interesting situation for him. So, no, I don't really think there's anything that causes an irreparable divide between the governor and his Republican legislative colleagues.
In recent days, there's been some concern bubbling up about whether Republicans are pushing through their agenda and not following the rules of the legislature. There's been accusations of them taking voice votes instead of official counts, them not recognizing Democrats in the legislature when they want to be heard. Is this politics as usual, or are Republicans abusing their power? Ken?
Well, the House rules and the Senate rules are dramatically different. I served in both bodies, and in the House, there's a lot more, let's charitably call it, wiggle room. And the minority has always been aggrieved about it. What's different here is that in this case, the minority Democrats have found at least a circuit judge who is willing to take the case. That's what's really unusual.
Susan, what do you think?
It does have an impact on what bills are taken up and what the legislature does. But Ken is absolutely right that both parties, when they're in the minority, have had grievances about this, and rightfully so. I would say that, you know, taking up legislation like the Oakland County redistricting bill, which is, you know, clearly a very partisan issue, you know, that's something you can do when you control all three legs of the stool, the House, the Senate, and the governor's office. But that doesn't mean that that makes for good policy. And, you know, in that instance, it's kind of hard to find many people who are going to defend the policy itself.
Where are Democrats in all of this? Yes, they're in the minority, but are they being a vocal minority?
That's a good question. From my perspective, I don't think they've been particularly vocal in either chamber. You haven't seen a lot of activity from Democrats about what their plan would be if they were in charge, you know, whether it's the budget or other policy. You know, you see a lot of impassioned speeches on the House and Senate floors, but, you know, they don't get the attention, certainly, because they can't really make any impact on the process. So that's how much in the minority they are.
So moving forward, is there any legislation that could bubble up that we should be keeping an eye on? Ken?
It's really primarily about getting a budget done, and the legislature has the benefit of having some increased revenue. Unemployment rate has dropped again in Michigan. They're getting increased revenue, so it ought to be smooth sailing.
Susan?
The biggest focus, I think, will remain on the budget, which lawmakers want to get done before June 1.
Susan Demas is political analyst with Michigan Information and Research Service, and Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Susan, Ken, thanks a lot.
No, thank you.
Thank you.